Hi, folks. Patrick here with a quick programming note. What you're about to listen to is something a little bit different than our usual fare. We're going to call it It's Not Star Trek, where we periodically cover a topic completely divorced from the Star Trek universe. This week, it's got pickles. Enjoy.
Pickles are pickles, they're super duper pickles. Let's eat pickles tonight. Pickles are pickles, they're juicy crunchy pickles. Baby, I just don't wanna fight. I like them dilly and you like them sweet. Others like it when they smell like dirty old feet. I want them whole and you don't seem to care. I think about our future and it makes me feel scared. Pickles are pickles, they're super duper pickles. Let's eat pickles tonight. Pickles are pickles, they're stupid fucking pickles. But they make us hope that we'll be all right.
How do you want to start the podcast? This particular podcast?
Let's start it by saying, hey, warning.
Pickles.
The following podcast will have gross noises and people smacking their lips and chewing and being gross and disgusting.
Opening up jars and popping. Yeah.
Probably sniffing. No, try not to sniff or do too.
But what if you need to sniff the pickles? Because this is the It's Got Pickles podcast.
We're sniffing it, but the listeners cannot sniff it.
So. Yeah. Okay, you can smell it.
But we could relay that information, that sensory information to the listeners.
So yeah, we don't have to be.
It's rather subjective.
We don't have to be. What's the word? We don't have to be
explosive.
Gratuitous. Gratuitous.
Gratuitous. That's a word.
We don't have to be gratuitous about our noises, but it's going to happen. We should still, you know.
I'm going
to
be careful.
You know, but I mean, we should still express that we're eating pickles.
Go like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
This is
sure.
Refreshing.
Why not?
So, long story short, we will this evening be consuming and describing a variety of pickles.
Too many pickles.
And there will be sounds of crunching and munching along the way is my expectation. So be warned if
there's
that is something.
There are 12 jars of pickles.
There's a lot 13, of pickles.
13 jars.
Maybe we can do that. What's it? That SMNR?
ASMR. No, it's not a seminar. It's ASMA.
Maybe we can do one where we eat where we eat food, but we be as like noisy about it as possible.
That's not a new thing.
Yeah, I know. But
it's so gross. I mean, I like some of those videos, but there are some videos.
Ours will be just audio, so it's different. So you can't even distract yourself with the visual.
True.
It's just all you'll hear is noises of grossness.
So, what would you think would be the ideal scenario for somebody listening to this podcast? Jogging, maybe not so much. Would jogging work, or is this a housework? Is this pottering around the house? Is this?
I mean, if they're cleaning,
crowding out the distractions of your family and friends.
That's an anytime sort of podcast.
Who keep asking, "Are you okay?"
I wouldn't want to be cleaning the gunk out of my sink drain with it while listening to this, because that might make me think of chewing on sink drain gunk.
You don't want to be doing something gross. While
Something you don't want to do something that's already making that noise and at one point involved eating.
That's a good call. That's a good call. Okay, so
we're not eating gross stuff. It's
we're not eating. Yeah, we're not eating those stinky egg smelling drain gunk from your kitchen sink.
Okay.
And these are just mostly vegetable pickles. We're not eating weird other types of pickled materials.
Yeah, we're not eating pickled shark or anything.
Well, we'll
like
go
that.
Through. Yeah. We'll go through what some of the other potential pickled things are.
And it's
I don't think the Icelandic shark. I don't think would count. Would technically count as pickled. Mm. Although it'd be worth looking that up, because the Icelandic shark is dried in a barn, I believe, for about 6 months, and
it's been barned,
and then it's buried in the ground and covered in lye, and allowed
to rot.
That's like
Luda fish.
It's similar process.
That's the tundra.
Yeah,
that's the tundra. Well, pickling vegetables not only improves their flavor, it can also make them more nutritious and easier to digest. During fermentation, bacteria produce vitamins as they digest vegetable matter. Did you know that?
Yeah. I had heard that before.
I mean, I knew that off-the-cuff fact because I had read it in a periodical of some sort.
A periodito.
An online periodical.
Someone told me once that a lot of pickled foods for your stomach can give you stomach cancer. I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
Maybe it's fermented. Maybe I'm just thinking. I'm not pickled. I mean, fermented specifically.
But pickling generally includes fermentation.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It's part and parcel, the whole pickling deal.
I don't think, no, I don't, that I think doesn't.
Was, I think he was talking about a particular follow. Culture.
My guess is that they're making a spurious association between stomach cancer, the prevalence of stomach cancer in certain cultures, and right. the amount of pickled food they eat, because there are some groups that have a higher prevalence of stomach cancer, but it's probably for, you know, from the heliopectorae, or, you know, whatever that, you know, the thing that causes ulcers and stomach cancer.
Spurious correlation.
But I don't believe that is a function of their pickled foods. I think it may be a function of something else. Perhaps seafood, I think, is one potential vector.
Vector, attack vector.
Yeah,
these are $5 words.
Organ meats.
Organ, like the exactly. those meats. They put meats in the pipes to make them give them that noise. That's usually what those stops are. They're different kinds of meat they're pulling usually, into the pipes.
It's usually turkey. I think
pull the turkey cord. Yes. So Dan, you gave a brief description of pickling and
advantages of pickling.
I think before we can begin consuming these pickles, it's important to know just what is a pickle. And you talked about it, but in a more specific sense, you know, pickle is something that has put into usually a brine or combination of brine and vinegar, and that gives a preference to those microorganisms that like to nibble on the sugar, and they squirt out lactic acid.
They don't poop them out.
Now they squirt it out. Like squirt it out their little
bees vomit.
Not exactly like
bees
pooping,
vomit out some other right things. Out there. Some other things poop it out.
And that lactic acid has it gives an acidic flavor, first of all, but it also helps prevent the bad gnarly viruses, gnarly bacteria from growing. They don't like them
gnarly bacteria. No.
You don't want them gnarly bacteria. No, so it's a combination. It's brining and fermentation.
Is it like salting meat, where that's supposed to, you know, cook the meat and keep it from going bad?
Slightly different process, though, because I think in the salted meat, it depends on the meat, of course, because there are some meats
and that's all dry
where you want bacteria. Or fungal
that's
involvement.
About drying it out.
I think in other cases, yeah, it's more about just drying it out and making it inhospitable for any sort of microorganism.
Yeah.
Or just anybody in general.
But what counts as a pickle? Right, because that's the other thing that it's important to state out right here.
It's anything that's pickled is a pickle.
Out the front, yes. And right. However, in the United States,
it's common to have a cucumber.
In the United States and in Canada, if you say pickle all by its lonesome in isolation, most people in the US and Canada will think you mean a cucumber based brined vegetable.
Or maybe a pepper.
That would be even a little newer. There's lots of other pickles that exist. Everyone knows that, but they talk about pickled this, pickled that. Yeah. If you say pickle in the U.S. and Canada, most people think cucumber. In England, however, for the cucumber pickle, they usually say gherkin. Gherkin comes from like Dutch, Germanic, you know, gherkin. Like gherkin in German means, you know, cucumber, right? So they when they say pickle, I think they're usually meaning like a chutney or something along those lines.
The hookah bar that we used to go to, bar.
They had all kinds of wacky, nasty pickles.
They had some kind of weird round ball that was a pickle.
It was a lemon.
Was it a lemon?
It was a fucking lemon.
That's what it was.
It was the weirdest thing ever.
Because it had the rind and everything.
It was something rough to try to eat. And they had some other things like radishes and stuff. They had like really rough-ass pickles.
Yeah.
Radishes.
Yeah.
I believe that place was Egyptian. I may be incorrect, but I think I remember that it was Egyptian and... They seem to be into like those weird ass pickles.
Well, and you know, you can clearly pickle all manner of things, right? You can
pickle that.
Well, you've got, of course, kimchi. Kimchi is commonly associated with Korea.
Yeah, that's something you put in the ground and it pickles, right? Yeah.
And that's but it's also fish sauce and fish garlic sauce, and
stuff.
Sometimes
pickling
oysters and
kimchi is basically pickled cabbage with other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it can even just be the cabbage.
You gotta season it.
The point being is cabbage.
What do you mean by other stuff, though? The other stuff often is in kimchi is often the only other substantive thing might be they throw in some oysters in there.
Right. So what I really meant is cabbage is the star of the show in kimchi. Yeah. Yeah.
But they do kimchi all sorts of things.
Right.
Kimchi radishes.
Yeah, I've had
they
those.
Do kimchi cucumbers there in a style that I actually really like.
I was thinking because I was at the place where I got these Rio Grande. Pickled onion with hot peppers and vinegar. Mm. Onions, hot pepper, vinegar, they're pickled, whatever. They also had pickled cabbage. So it's like, I think different cultures have the pickled cabbage thing. It's probably pretty common,
speaking
I would imagine.
Speaking of pickled cabbage, what is the most famous in the Western world? The most famous, I'd sauerkraut. Argue, sauerkraut.
Yeah.
That's right, sauerkraut. Now, the interesting thing is sauerkraut is typically associated with Germany or the Germanic peoples, Germany, Austria, Switzerland.
It seems to be a Germanic sort of word.
However, there is some small amount of evidence, not conclusive, but some small amount of evidence that shredded cabbage fermented and pickled may have been invented by the Chinese and then brought to the West by Mongolians. They think the Chinese might have fermented it in rice wine.
Mongolians brought a lot of stuff to the West.
Yeah, so why not sauerkraut?
Plague.
But sauerkraut, you know, comes in a few different forms, but, people, you know, red rotkraut and you know, the normal sauerkraut. What's another
that
pickled
red stuff
thing?
Is good, yeah.
What's another pickled thing you can think of? It's relatively common.
People pickle fish, don't they?
Ah, and there's a specific pickled fish that is popular in Poland, northern Germany, and some parts of Scandinavia.
Is it like a herring?
That's right. Pickled herring. Yeah. Pickled herring. I mean, I was a little bit more excited about it than either of you guys.
Pickle a herring. other fish tends herring. To get smoked, but a herring is often pickled. I don't know what else is pickled, really, because I wouldn't normally eat that kind of a thing.
I don't have a lot of experience with pickled fish other than pickled herring.
I'll eat a smoked fish, but not a pickled fish.
Well, anchovies maybe would do. Anchovies are made with oil, though, so I'm not sure.
I don't think they count. Those
are smoked and made with oil.
That's more like an olive or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if it's like that. I mean, anchovies are.
If they're like
smoked,
cured in the
salted,
oil.
Salted.
Oh, they're smoked. I think they're smoked.
They're just smoked. They're already salted enough, as I think. Yeah. I think as it is, words are orders in good.
You haven't even had a single pickle yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Just wait.
Well, this is a timely podcast because in are we going by now time or air time?
It's always now time.
Whatever time.
It's now time, baby.
Well, by the time you are listening,
is it time
at
to
the
eat
time
pickles
of
yet?
At the time of recording.
At the time of we're doing a time of recording.
Sure, why not?
I was
not?
About to do time of when you're going to listen to this.
But we don't know that.
Okay. Time of recording. time of release. It's different than the time of recording.
30.
Okay, in 2 days from the time of recording, it's actually going to be National Pickle Day.
Ah, good.
Which is one day from our release.
And the great thing is that that makes this an evergreen podcast because every year people can make it a tradition to listen to this podcast 2 days,
really
2 days prior to National Pickle Day.
That's why you release Christmas albums is because, you know, you have to by rule of things and holidays, you have to listen to the thing associated with that thing. So you pick a really obscure holiday.
Yeah, it's like the 12 days of Christmas. It's the 2 days before God. National Pickle Day.
I don't want to do a Christmas album.
Okay, well, Adam Sandler did that whole turkey song, turkey, and which wasn't like an amazing song, but everyone knows it because how many Thanksgiving songs are there?
Right,
and it's
right.
Like, hey, this is related to Thanksgiving. This makes the holiday more holiday-ish, you know?
So are you going to make this pickle anthem, or are you just recommending our listeners do that?
Well, I mean, I guess I could. I'd have to think about it.
You might have to hop on that because you've just pointed out the significant advantages to composing and publishing a pickle-related song in relation to National Pickle Day. And you might have a lot of competition is what I'm saying. You might have created a lot of competition for yourself.
I might have by mentioning it. I should have. That's so I just, in search of an immediate sort of like way of filling time, I've inadvertently destroyed part of my future now I'll never
you derailed your career.
Yeah.
And
just because I didn't want any dead air.
And by the laws of podcasting, you know, we can't edit this out. So
edit it out. Oh, he also did that thing, not dreidel song. He was making fun of the dreidel song.
You're talking about Adam Sandler?
Yeah. He was doing the, I keep trying to think of, the Hanukkah song.
Did Adam Sandler eat a lot of pickles?
No.
Pickle for you.
But the Hanukkah song is, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yep.
I want before we get to the tasting, I wanted, what's the, there's one other common pickled item. Relatively common.
Pig's feet?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Or eggs.
Eggs!
Eggs.
I don't think I've pickled ever had eggs. A pickled egg. And I've always wanted one.
I don't think I have ever consumed one.
I don't think I will ever eat one.
You know,
I usually see them at sort of out of the way gas stations.
That's what's sketchy about stuff like that.
Sitting on the counter.
They're pink.
Yeah.
They're pink. They look like some kind of like bouncy ball that's just chilling in some liquid.
They're also common in bars.
Yeah.
In a certain type of bar, and apparently it's because they have they have an amino acid named I think cysteine in them that is associated with liver health.
Oh.
So some
there
people Some people just, you know, at the bar, they scoop in there and they think they can have a knock a few back.
Is there anything that eggs can't do?
I have a hard time believing that if you're eating eggs to try to cure your liver.
They can't unscramble. They're not very good at unscrambling.
I think if you're eating eggs to try to fix your liver, you're already got kind of trouble going on maybe in that situation. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. And maybe that's why I've never had one. Yeah, I'm not averse to trying one if one was put in front of me.
And the pickled pig's feet in gas stations, I saw one. I have this in my head. It was like a horror movie because it was this pig's foot and the flesh was like sloughing
it's
off.
It's all sloughing off.
To me, that sounds like it's ready. Ready to go.
Well, if it wasn't in a gas station, I might feel less sketchy about it. I'm sure it's fine, but it's just something about like this old thing, this old severed foot in a gas station.
Absolutely.
It just, the idea kind of bloobs me out, you know?
All right.
I am right along there with you, sir.
Okay. Yes. I think we are now ready.
We're going to eat pickles.
Pickles.
To begin the pickle eating.
All right. Let the pickle eating
begin. We should start with these big sort of conventional pickles and do the comparison of the...
We'll start with some conventional...
And then we'll move on to the sort of less conventional ones and then the other vegetables, maybe.
I think it's a great idea. So we have a...
I'm not trying to be a structure...
See,
we have mostly cucumber style here. We have a few bonus ones just to give those a try. We've got some standard brands and flavors, at least standard in the United States Mid-Atlantic region. As well as a few...
It's a good point to make.
Artisanal or non-standard or less standard, less common pickles here. Now, as an audience...
Sucker punch.
As an audience listening to this, you may be wondering, sirs of the podcast, how precisely am I to derive entertainment from listening to three gentlemen consume pickles? Well, all I can tell you is you're about to find out.
You're already listening. So.
Yeah.
And you're in this far. There's no real point in... I mean, do you have to take your phone out of your pocket or whatever to click to the next thing?
If you don't like it, then afterwards you'll be like, okay, that doesn't work. That scenario doesn't work. And you will have learned something. And so you will come out better as a better person either way.
Yes.
But maybe they'll do a fried chicken podcast or something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get into that one.
A bacon podcast. You can contact us on Twitter at It's Got Every Pod. Every pod. Don't ask why. That's the deal. But that's
why
the deal.
Why shouldn't I ask why?
At symbol, it's got every pod. P-O-D. Pod. Just like it sounds. Not some
pickle pod.
P-A-W-D nonsense. It's P-O-D. It's got every pod.
Pickle
okay.
Pod.
What do you call a pickle lullaby? A cucumber slumber number.
Wow. I guess you could do that.
Isn't that funny?
You could call it that.
The joke is not funny, within the context of everything that's going on right now.
Kinda, yeah.
It did get me to chortle.
I wish I could claim ownership of these.
Yeah. Okay, so Dan, why don't you get us started? Why don't you make a selection here and give us a description?
Are we going to do the big three first?
Yeah, let's do the big three.
Let's go through the big three. And why don't you give a brief description of the big three and your defense of that assertion?
Well, so the big three, I have
Mount Olive,
Clausen, and Vlasic. Now, I've chosen to go with all whole pickles here because I'm a big whole pickle fan.
Vlasic is the one that has the bird.
Yeah, so Vlasic really is the kind of the arrogant one of the group, and it's like it thinks it's a big deal. So, that's a pause for laughter.
We will see. We will see what the deal is.
See, the thing is, I didn't get it at first.
Yeah, see? I'm sneaking.
I didn't get it at first. I thought big deal was, you know, like a big dick joke or something.
No, it's totally clean.
But big deal.
There will be no dirty pickle jokes. It's too... It's low
no
hanging,
dirty dilling?
Low dirty dilling.
We don't do dirty dilling.
You dirty dog.
We are not sponsored by any... We should say that. We are not sponsored by any of these particular pickle brands.
No big deal.
And for our UK listeners, other pickle brands are available.
Mm-hmm.
We're not endorsing these. I mean, we're not on the BBC either, but
this is a pickle enthusiasm.
Yeah, we just don't want to get sued.
It's not a...
I'm trying to think of a way to say like there will be no dirty pickle jokes, and then make a joke about low-hanging fruit, and then that's the dirty joke, you know what I'm saying? Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, but cucumbers sort of grow on a ground.
Yeah, I know,
mine,
but it's so. Like me, beans, the musical fruit, you know? You kind of have to stretch your mind a little bit to make it work.
No, that one works pretty well, the beans, the musical fruit, because the more you eat, the more you toot.
Yeah, but are they fruit?
Man. No, but it rhymes with toot.
That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck are words anyway?
That's what I'm...
What's the deal with words?
That's what I'm...
We made them up.
That's what I'm saying about low-hanging fruit. It's the same... It's just as long as it conjures an image.
I know this guy works for big words.
We should make up a language to do the podcast with, and then just do the language in our made-up... Just the podcast in our made-up language.
Esperanto.
Okay.
And see if anybody listens.
Vlasic.
So, Vlasic is the one that talks about, like, hey, I'm Vlasic, I'm so crispy, I'm the best.
Bird with an attitude.
Yeah. You know? Clausen is just your general go to the place and see sandwiches, and you see Clausen pickles just always hanging around everywhere. Yeah. Mount Olive is the bulk brand, basically, where it's
why
like...
Now, why do you say that?
Well...
Out of curiosity.
You find it at Food Lion.
You can find the big ass fucking jar at like any at most grocery stores.
You can find a big ass jar of Vlasic, too.
I've never seen... A big Vlasic jar. Like, I've always seen supermarkets a big ass Mount Olive. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. This is just what I've seen.
Maybe people just go through Mount
Olive.
Have
you seen them larger than the one you have here? That is quite large.
Yeah, that's big enough to put a baby in.
You can put a baby in there.
Yeah.
You can pickle your baby in there.
You can make a weed vaporizer by turning one of those upside down.
Shit.
Yeah. So,
and do that in the 1990s.
With a light bulb or something.
With a light bulb and some tinfoil.
Plus, the big ones are cheaper. They're pretty reasonably priced. I feel maybe that's just because they're bigger. But
now, growing up, what did you guys have? Did you have a pickle in your house?
I always had Clausen in my house.
So we were a Mount Olive house.
I think it was usually a Mount Olive in my house or a Clausen.
Yeah,
I think it changed.
We would occasionally have other brands, but we were primarily a Mount Olive.
Mount Olive is a great brand to get because it's really versatile. It's not over expensive, but they're good and they get the job done. You know, I don't know.
It sounds like you're reviewing a laptop.
Yeah, laptop.
Lenovo.
So first,
that was a good pop.
That was a good pop. That's first is. I guess we're gonna try the.
So I thought you had opened that one already, but that was the fresh pop.
Well, I opened it and then I reopened it.
Oh shit!
So I'm picking out a Vlasic for myself, right here. Vlasic for myself, right here.
All right, we'll just pass around the
Vlasic.
Pass around the old Vlasic, and we'll give these a try here.
All right, so I'm gonna try a bite of the Vlasic, or should I wait for you guys?
No, you can dig in. Why not? Go for it.
Pickle cast.
That's a crunchy pickle.
Yeah, I think that's the deal. Like with Vlasic, we were a Mount Olive house, but Vlasic is known for their crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are kosher dill. Now, kosher pickles, contrary to popular belief, are not necessarily kosher. Right? There are kosher ones available, but the main thing about the kosher style of pickle is the salt used. They use those kosher salt kernels or grains or corns, whatever your preferred term is, in the brining process. Kosher pickles are also known to have the addition of garlic to them, where a standard dill pickle will not usually have that garlic. Although, of course, you know, pickles come with all manner of combinations of spices and things, but we're just talking sort of your basics here. All right, let me give this a try.
Very, very crisp.
It's super crisp. This fact says you can hear the crunch of a good pickle at 10 paces. That sounds like
10
some
paces.
Bullshit. To
yeah,
me.
That. Can you not go on that website? Because that website's full of shit.
yeah, that's. But it was. But it's apparently right about the National Pickle Day.
How do you know?
I'm just assuming it is. Like, why would you make that?
You're like, it's apparently right about National Pickup Day, Pickle Day. And you're like, I don't know.
It says. Ancient Egyptian queen Cleopatra claimed pickles made her beautiful. Like what, rubbing them on her face or what?
Cleopatra was probably not as beautiful as the historic records and Shakespeare.
Now we're doing the Clausen.
All right. Clausen's coming out.
Pass
that Clausen around. Yeah.
Passing the Clausen.
Hey, y'all flossing with Clausen? That's what the kids say these days.
Not as crisp. Huh.
They can't afford to be. There you go. Okay. Clausen, yeah.
Doesn't mean they're worse, they're just not as crisp.
Let's give it a try here. I'm just sniffing the pickle.
I'm going to eat the nubby end.
You know, in some ways louder, but not as crispy. Mm-hmm. The crunch sound is not as acute. It's not as sharp.
Yeah, it's more like
it doesn't have that. What's that term? That
it's got more of like a big room.
Staccato.
Yeah, it's got more of a big room acoustics to the Clausen, I think.
Let's give it another try here. Because, you know, the first bite is always different than the second bite, because on the first bite, you have the rounded end of the pickle, which provides additional structural support,
mm-hmm.
and that can alter the crispiness. So the true test of the crisp of a pickle is the second bite.
And that's how I felt the Vlasic kept its crisper yeah. out.
This one, the center sort of squishes down, mm-hmm. like as you're biting into it.
The Vlasic is had a zestier sort of flavor to it, and this one has like sort of like a heavy flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, just like this. Yeah,
it's not quite as fresh, and just sort of like the snap of the pickle. It's not.
And we should note right. these Clausen are similar to the Vlasic. These are also kosher dill. So they've got that garlic.
I'd say I like them. I'd like them both, but the flavor is a little, you know, it's a little different.
Now we're coming up on a Mount Olive. Now I haven't retrieved my Mount Olive yet. Let me get that down.
Yeah, it's the flavor is like you said, it's heavier, I guess, but it's kind of like the sound too is a boomier sound for the Clausen.
My prediction for these Mount Olives. I'm just sticking my. I'm sorry, Jesse. I've forgotten the pickle tongs.
I think the pickle juice keeps the pickles.
Keeps
safe.
The pickle juice.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
digging here. But let me.
In Connecticut, in order for a pickle to officially be considered a pickle, it must bounce.
Wait, like off the ground?
It just says must bounce.
Is there a government job, an administrative position in Connecticut where you just slam pickles on the floor of
yeah.
the city hall?
It's probably like tequila
like
in
every
Mexico.
Day you just go in and you just slam it down. And you're like, it's a pickle.
Yeah.
It's a 2-bounce pickle.
A 2-bounce pickle. They probably got some old school shit like that.
They get taxed less. I think the more you can get the pickle to bounce, the lower the tax rate on the pickle. That's what I would do. If I were recommending a policy related to pickles, it would be the number of bounces of the pickle reduces the overall tax collection, tax burden. Mm.
I think pretty that's crunchy. A good idea. What are you eating, Jesse?
Mount Olive is pretty crunchy.
What were you saying, Patrick, about?
Well, I was going to say, I was going to predict that the Mount Olive is probably less crunchy, but maybe more flavorful.
Yeah, that's
just a guess.
Yeah, it's sort of more sour. It's a more sour flavor.
It is.
I don't know. Maybe I'm...
See, this one is the least crispy of all.
It's the least crispy, which doesn't surprise me because Mount Olive are not famous for their crispiness.
Mm-hmm.
But they are. Their reputation is related to sort of the strength of the flavor, the deepness of the flavor.
That's a good point.
Here's the thing. I really like this Mount Olive. It's also a kosher too. This is not what I would want in the summer on a paper plate.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoors in a stereotypical North American summer outdoor barbecue type activity.
North America.
However, much of the rest of the year, I think I would prefer the Mount Olive. The Clausen, I think I'd go Vlasic or Mount Olive is for me.
Yeah.
The Clausen's fine, but it's like it's in the middle. It's like it's not as crunchy as the Vlasic.
Yeah.
It's not as flavorful as the Mount Olive.
I completely agree. I think most of the time if I'm eating a pickle by itself, I would want the Vlasic. I think for me, I would like the Mount Olive mixed in something, maybe like a more, maybe, I don't know, it's a good question, which would be better in a sandwich, because it's nice to have that extra crisp in a sandwich, but there is like a the Mount Olive is definitely the juiciest kind of like,
Mount Olive, you're going to want it with something like a ham, not a bacon necessarily, it's not a bacon one, it's like a ham that needs a little bit of vinegary flavor, mm-hmm. you know, because ham, sometimes the sandwich ham can be a little dry, so I think the Mount Olive might work there. Whereas the Vlasic, you can just have that as a pickle. Although I will say, the Mount Olive is the only one that I took 3 bites of.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Which is contrary to the protocol that we had set up prior to this.
Did we set up a protocol?
No, but I'm implying to the audience.
It was said that we had a big discussion about it.
Yeah, so the implication was meant to derive, to generate some sort of humorous response in the audience.
But,
But what are you going to do? We work with what we got.
So maybe calling Mount Olive bulk was sort of incorrect on my part. I just said that because it's the only one I saw in large size at a decent price. So,
so Sorry, you did the whistling.
Yeah, I know.
We've talked about this on our other podcast.
I whistle sometimes. I don't mean to.
No, it's
I'm not calling you hot.
That's quite all right. No, Mount Olive, it could be that they are more readily available in the giant jars because they are so tasty and people just go through them a lot. A family will go through
them. Yeah.
Or maybe
it's hard to keep them. Maybe it's hard to keep them crispy unless they're in a super smart, small jar or something. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? But maybe you're right. They're big jar because people just can't stop shoving big Mount Olive pickles down their throats. Just like, oh, these pickles in my throat.
I need a whole big jar of them.
Hey, the pickles in my throat. Low hanging fruit.
All right. So, what's the next pickle? Do you want to pick one, Jesse?
I'm interested in the sucker punch because it's got, they look like they're spicy. They have three different types of peppers in them.
All right. Yeah.
And the peppers are jalapeno peppers. Mm-hmm. Jalapeno peppers and habanero peppers and arbol.
Oh, wait, did you say jalapeno?
I said jalapeno.
He said jalapeno and then he replaced it
because I didn't, you
with
know,
jalapeno.
I just okay, jalapeno. To, just so you know, I'm joking. I know what jalapeno is.
No, I was just wondering if you corrected jalapeno with jalapeno.
I did.
This is the fun
it's
part.
It's jalapeno.
We haven't pre-opened all these pickles.
Can you get that down?
I think it's jalapeno.
I'm passing. Passing.
Why do you keep saying jalapeno?
Isn't it jalapeno?
Jalapeno.
Yes, it's
is
jalapeno.
Is that how you say it?
It's jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
All right. So we're all getting a workout opening these pickles.
Did you do it because you're a man? Is that what happened?
I'm kind of a man. Sucker punch.
I didn't do it because I'm not a fucking man.
I got to start saving room now because like I'm already sort of feeling the pickle hit my stomach.
Yeah, oh, come on. You've only had parts of three pickles.
So I'm only eating like I'm cutting.
Yeah, this is like a wine tasting.
Well, no, I'm not full. I just noticed that my stomach isn't as empty as it once was. So this is the sucker punch. What's it got in it?
Smells. It's got spicy peppers.
Whoa! It smells.
It smells peppery.
Vinegar. It smells. Yeah, what is that? It's sweet vinegar smell.
Three pepper spears. Fiery heat.
Hmm.
Let's investigate this.
Are these sweet pickles?
It doesn't specify because there's some sort of artisanal one. The focus is on the three spicy peppers. Here, look, okay, as you can tell,
it's sweeter.
Not a lot of crunch
because it's spicy.
Oh, these are also these are spears. Yeah,
yeah, they're not whole pickles. The previous examples. We're whole pickles. Now, you can taste the habanero.
Yeah.
You can taste the jalapeno.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you feel it, too.
Whatever that other thing is.
Yeah.
I like those. Those are good.
Yeah, I would put a small amount in like a sub, sub sandwich or something. Or eat them by
itself. That's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, or eat some by itself, but I could not do too many of them because I might keel over.
those are some spicy, properly spicy pickles. It's nice when you can find something spicy because often things labeled spicy, at least in North America, are not particularly spicy.
Right. Now, this neither tasted like a dill or a sweet pickle. I want to say it tasted closer to a sweet pickle.
It's sweeter than the dill, but it's mostly just like a pepper pickle.
Yeah. And we haven't gotten to, maybe we'll do bread and butter next.
Well, you know, I heard once along the way that sweet pickles are made by soaking dill pickles in strong Kool-Aid and are very popular in parts of Mississippi.
Those are called Kool-Aid pickles.
Kool-Aid.
I'm not making that up.
I thought you were trying to come up with a clever name, it's and you're like, you just gave up.
What kind of Kool-Aid?
It's because in my brain, calling something Kool-Aid pickles is ludicrous, and you should be able to come up with a cooler name. But since I didn't come up with one, I guess I can't be one to complain. But speaking of sweet pickles, I think, you know, let's do one of these.
There's another hot one over here.
Let's do some bread and butter chips.
Now, yeah, totally.
These are Mount Olive. Now, these, I picked these because these are really what I grew up with. We had all sorts of pickles in our house, but especially bread and butter pickles. Now, a lot of people do not like bread and butter pickles.
I am not usually a fan. I don't hate them, but I really have to like the sandwich to appreciate them in a sandwich.
I can eat an entire jar of this shit. Mm.
I like the bread and butter pickles.
Well, did you ever have the Mario's subs? Near in
it's a me a Mario
in Arlington. The reason I just mentioned it because they put pickled. I think they put it's like a steak sub, but they put sweet pickles in there. Yeah,
but there's a bit of a,
and never,
I'm not into that place.
There's a bit of a nuance. Yeah. There's a bit of a nuance because there's bread and butter pickles, which is one style, and then there's a whole other style of pickles called sweet pickles. I don't know that we have any examples here today, unfortunately.
So wait, bread and butter chips are different than sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's different.
And they're not. It's not like a square and a circle or a square and a rectangle type thing. They really are different because bread,
different
and, bread and butter are done with, you know, brine and vinegar, but they add a little bit of sugar. Sometimes it's brown sugar, sometimes it's some sort of syrup.
Yeah, okay.
And but sweet pickles are considered different because they're like way more, there's like way more sugar component. So bread and butter pickles, of course, they can vary in sweetness. I like the...
I'd say I really like these bread and butter pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are good. Maybe I was thinking too much of the sweet pickles.
Next time we get together with a bunch of like cheese and meats and stuff, we should get some of these bread and butter pickles.
These, I could just nibble them. And now you can... We have them in chip form, which are the, you know, they're cut into like little sandwich-friendly discs. But you can get them in whole form and spear form.
I think the chip form is probably enough for me because it's...
I like the chip form because it's like eating a snack. You can eat as many or as few as you want. You can nibble on them. Now, a lot of dill pickles will be like zero calories, effectively. Mm. Bread and butter pickles are usually about 25 calories or so per serving.
So we don't have any sweet pickles, do we?
I don't know. You know, we're rooting through them, so... I don't know if we have any that qualify as the sweet pickle variety, but that's something we can do on a follow up show.
Do we want to try onions?
Well, that's the question. Do you want to continue? We've got a few more pickles to try.
There's these other spicy ones.
Yeah, why don't we go through a few of these other ones?
There's hot damn dills and wicked pickle chips. I don't know if these are spicy.
So what was the name of the so
these are zesty dill spears.
Kind of spicy shit in there.
What was that? What were the hot ones we had?
There's some red shit floating around.
The hot ones we had were called
I think it's
sucker punch.
Sucker punch, right?
Yeah. Three pepper spears.
That was the pickle before last.
The pickle before the last. The pickle before the last.
These pickles are making me burp.
They make me boip.
So bread and butter, really nice. Goes with a lot of things. Bread and butter is actually a really good sandwich pickle with deli meats. I prefer them to cornichons, which are, you know, some people like. Also, and cornichon is just the French word for gherkin.
Right, those are those gherkin ones,
You know, I'm looking at these pickle jokes. There's 50 of them, and there's at least 5 or 6 of them that just reuse the word dill for deal. Like, that's a hell of a dill.
That's a go-to.
Dill or no dill.
That's pretty much what the dill is at this point.
Ah! What did the pickle say to the cat?
What did the pickle say to the cat?
Pickles don't talk.
That's fucking right.
What? is that what the answer is?
It says nothing. Pickles can't talk.
Oh, I got it.
What is this? Pickle Rick.
You're cheating.
Pickle Rick.
I have pickle smarts.
Pickle smarts.
Hey, Dan, you want to give this one a try?
What, oh, these are the hot damn dills?
Those are from a brand called Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw pickle. Hot damn dill.
That's terrifying.
Yeehaw
they
pickles.
Are dill pickles, spears spiked with spicy chili peppers.
Yeah, so this would be a more dill style.
But spicy.
Spicy, less sugar.
So to see what it's like compared to these, a sucker punch.
Captain, those are some hot damn dills.
Does it have a pepper on top?
There is some kind of peppery thing going out. This looks like a pickle nero.
You want to eat that bonus bonus pickle, habanero?
No.
I don't think I...
You should take it out and then maybe just use it later.
Yeah.
You can have the hot...
You can have the hot pepper. I have retrieved one of these Yeehaw brand hot pickles. What was the name of the pickle again? The specific...
Sucker Punch?
No.
Hot Damn Dill.
Hot Damn Dill. All right.
Hey, Jesse, what's the difference between a pickle and a therapist?
About $150 an hour.
What kind of therapist?
Therapist.
Like a theremin?
A therapist.
You mean a person who plays a theremin?
That's a theremist.
A theremist?
No, I don't.
Backtack.
Look, man, if you don't know, you should stop talking to your pickle.
Is that the joke?
Yeah.
Is it because it's crazy? But I quibble a little bit with that joke's construction.
Yeah, it's a little stupid.
All right, let's try these Yeehaw pickles.
They're not as spicy as Sucker Punch.
Mm, you know?
I would not say they were damn hot at all.
They're not damn hot. This is like what I was talking about.
These taste a little more like dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. I don't know if I want to eat another item.
No, they're kind of sour. Mildly spicy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I don't know.
Sort of as an after effect.
This might be I'll give this opportunity.
It's a little mealy. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was a little disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll grow. It's the kind of thing that grows on you after a while, but I really don't need to find out.
No, I mean, it'll grow on you because it's some sort of fungus.
I think I'm going to eat another Sucker Punch to redeem that mouthful.
So yeah, Yeehaw Pickle.
Sucker Punch. I'm going back to the Sucker Punch as well.
Yeehaw Pickle, not a fan. Mm. Sucker Punch, much better.
Finally, because the Sucker Punch, trying
so much
again.
Flavor.
Let me get one of those Sucker Punches.
Yeah, a lot more flavor.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's a lot spicier, more flavor, and also it's a weird flavor.
It
doesn't taste normal pickle style. It
doesn't taste normal.
It's a funny mix of peppers.
So, you know, you maybe like it, maybe you don't like it, but it's different.
I like peppers.
I like turtles.
I like it. I like peppers.
I like turtles.
All right.
Mmm. Much happier with
this. What about these Wickles?
All right. I think, yeah, let's give these Wickles pickles a try. Are these spicy ones as well?
Yeah.
These are chips. Not like that you smelled them to determine if they were spicy.
They smell spicy. There's red stuff in there, and they smell more vinegary.
Maybe that red stuff is scabs.
It looks like those little red chilies or something.
Wait, what kind of pickles are these?
Wickles.
Wickle what's?
Wicked pickles.
You're holding the jar. You can look at the label. These are Wickles Wicked Pickle Chips.
That's definitely a different flavor.
Wickles Wicked Pickle Chips.
Are they dill?
Well, you know, they don't really specify.
Not really.
I can look at the ingredients. Fresh
really
cucumbers,
do.
Sugar, vinegar, water, cider vinegar, salt.
Oh, that's the cider
dried
vinegar.
Garlic.
That's cider vinegar.
Red chili pepper. So this is mixing everything because it's got the garlic
weird,
from
yeah.
the kosher. It's got the dill from the dill. It's got the sugar from your bread and butter or sweet pickles. But of course, it has the spice added to it.
The first bite, I wasn't sure, and the second bite, I dig it more.
Yeah, same here.
I think maybe just because of the other pickle flavor, previous pickle was in my mouth.
Previous pickle was
in my mouth, man.
Was putting you through problems. Previous pickle was putting you through problems.
Yeah, I dig it much better.
It's when you said that what did you say? Cider sugar or whatever.
Yeah,
cider vinegar.
Yeah, it has that extra flavor. Like if you put maple in something, not that it tastes like maple, but it's like that extra sugar flavor.
You know,
like,
those aren't bad. They aren't bad. There's
no, not bad.
They're very similar to a product that I've only seen every now and then.
Get these things away from me. Hot damn dills.
Yeah, nobody likes the hot damn, the yeehaw hot damn dill.
Sorry, guys. We wish we could get better
fine.
Reviews.
We're just going to toss them out
no,
in the
I,
trash.
I
they look like they're going
to
be good.
I wasn't apologizing to you. I didn't bring those pickles. I was apologizing to
his.
The maker. I was apologizing to the maker of these pickles because I know they tried hard.
You know?
I respect their pickles. I just don't want them.
Can't brew any coffee if you don't break a few mugs.
Yeah. Well,
as the old saying goes, you got to break the pot that brews the coffee. You got to break it a few times before you learn to brew coffee properly.
When I worked at Chili's, they had those big glass mugs, and then one came right out of the washer, out of the washing washer.
It was hot as balls.
Yeah, and I put ice in it. I turned around.
No.
And it exploded.
I turned around literally for a second. I came back, and it was just split down the middle in half. I didn't even hear it. It was just suddenly in half.
It was just perfect.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And that's when I learned all about that.
Okay, so the what I was getting
that's
at.
That's an awesome story.
What I was getting at with these Wickles. Wicked pickle chips.
Not bad.
They are close to a product that I really enjoy that's hard to find, which is a Mount Olive product. It's a zesty bread and butter pickle chip.
Oh, shit.
Zesty. Mm. And zesty in the pickle world, if you haven't figured this out already, folks, usually just means it does, but they just add a little, spice, right? One way, whatever that might be, they add a little kick to it. Zesty bread and butter pickles by Mount Olive are really great because they have that little bit of sweetness and sourness and then that little kick of the spice. Those are the ones that I could really eat a jar of just with a fork.
I'm interested. That one we just tried, the Wickles?
Wickles, yes.
I would
These are similar to that.
I would like to have that on a ham sandwich or something like that. I don't know. Something about the sugariness of it would seem to mix well with a ham.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Right.
I think it's a well-observed, sir.
You know what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, do you know what a pickle?
Dr. Ham sandwich.
Do you know what a pickle? I have another fact for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what a pickle's favorite artist is? Who the favorite artist is?
Bruce Stringbean.
I wish.
I don't know.
Okay, everyone's trying to think of other artists. I thought about Freddie Mercury for a while, but didn't come up with anything. So what's the punchline to the joke?
The pickle's favorite artist is Salvador Dali.
All right.
Oh,
that one at least is structured as a joke.
Yeah. How do you pronounce his last name? Is Dolly or Dolly? Is
some it people Dolly? Say Dolly. Some people say Dali. It's like how if you say spaghetti, but Italians say it's spaghetti. Spaghetti. Spaghetti.
In the show with the Tony Soprano.
You're talking about the Sopranos?
Yes. They talk about putting gravy on spaghetti, and that's just
marinara. They call it gravy.
Yeah, it was a gravy.
This is red.
All right.
Yeah, so
Salvador Dali is turned to Salvador.
What's green and got two wheels? A motor pickle.
That's...
Do you ever hear that song? No. It's all like, there's a song, it goes like, I don't want to die, I just want to ride my motorcycle. And then it's like, I don't want a pickle, just want to ride on my motorcycle, or something like that.
I'm not familiar with that song.
I think I've heard that. It's like a Arlo Guthrie or something.
Could be Arlo Guthrie. All right, what's the next pickle we're going to do?
It's the motorcycle song by Arlo Guthrie.
Well done, Jesse.
Knows stuff.
Well done,
Jesse. Jesse's on a roll tonight.
This other Vlasic, it's called Zesty Dill, or should we move on to something different?
Well, we already...
These are Zesty Dill. Oh, and I think this will illustrate
kosher dill holes.
Yeah, these are Zesty Dill spears. And it says right on the fucking label, it says Big Crunch.
Big Crunch.
Big Crunch.
Big Crunch. Big Crunch Bill.
And we know that is probably going to be true.
Yeah, because it is a Vlasic. Now, these are spears. Spears inherently have less crunch than a whole pickle.
Because they soak up all that junk inside.
Generally, relatively speaking.
You guys got tongs.
Yeah, we've acquired our Vlasic Zesty Dill spears. Let's see what goes on here. It's all right. I have a bunch of pickle juice just dribbling down my chin. It tickles.
I would prefer the Vlasic whole pickles.
You know, the problem is we ate these zesty ones after eating these artisanally prepared spicy ones, so the zestiness is not,
fine
it's not coming through.
We have sherbet. We have lemon sherbet.
Ooh, is it lemon sherbet time?
We could have some lemon sherbet if you want.
Okay, let's take a quick break.
I don't think we have any spoons.
We'll take a quick break and we'll get the sherbet, and then we'll be right back.
People are talking about the great taste of Vlasic pickles like never before.
Here, my dear, try a Vlasic pickle.
Why, thank you, dear. Now that's the best tasting pickle I ever heard.
Hey, Jimmy, want a trade?
Sure.
Want a Vlasic pickle?
Okay.
Now that's the best tasting pickle I ever heard.
Vlasic pickles. Try them and you might say...
Okay, we are back.
Oh, it's all soft.
We're back.
Fuck!
All right, so Dan, we were back from break. We thought we were all ready to go. Dan had retrieved a container of lemon sherbet, which he believes, and I think read somewhere, that this is... very good for clearing the palate.
I think it works.
I don't know if that's specific to pickles or if that's just in general terms, if it works for wine and sushi and other things like that.
Well, I was in some
it
kind of...
It tastes delicious.
It serves a similar function to ginger in the sushi rituals and, you know, where you have to eat a piece of ginger in between different types of sushi. Fish to clear the palate, and in wine tasting rituals where you clear your palate with other wine.
That's the best way to clear your palate.
It is, it really works.
But I was in a restaurant once where we were having some kind of lemon sorbet or something between some things.
Let's just do a lemon sherbet podcast. How about that?
Yeah, I'm all about it.
Yeah, we'll just have this one type of lemon sherbet.
Yeah, just eat it and tell stories about
eat it till dawn
stuff.
And what, Patrick, I don't know if we'll stay on the podcast, is that I freaked out because I ended up flinging sherbet across the fucking room as I was trying to get it.
It's hard
to get
with
it
that first scoop of out of the carton.
It's also, you know, it's quite soft and delectable. I'm quite enjoying this sherbet.
Yeah.
And nice. I think you expected it to be firmer than it was, so you applied too much leverage.
Leverage.
To well, the thing.
What I think happened is it was soft, and then I was trying to get it out, and then it was kind of stuck to the side a little. And then
I've heard that 1,000 times.
Yeah, well... It's not an excuse. It's a reason.
All right. So my mouth is thoroughly cleansed.
I'm good with the
due to the sherbet. I think we have...
You said doo-doo. Doo-doo the sherbet.
We have two more...
I said I'm good.
We have two more pickles here, and then we can move to the cucumber pickles. So let's do these. These are Bubbies, no sugar added.
Bubbies.
Baby kosher dill pickles.
I also have the Bubbies regular size dill pickles, but why not go with baby ones? Those are fun.
It says refrigerate until the last pickle is enjoyed.
Oh, shit.
We're breaking that rule right now because we totally have the pickles like out in the open. Don't, Bubby.
Oh, so you're never supposed to take the jar out of the fridge? Is that what they're saying?
That's the implication.
How from do you
a strict
do that?
From a strict reading of the text, the implication is that you have to enjoy this. I guess you have the fridge door open and you just like lean in the fridge.
So it's perfect for like waking up at 2 a.m. and raiding the fridge. You just like eat the pickles directly from the jar on the fridge.
It might follow the same principle as like if you're eating cake from like while it's like you don't take it out of the fridge, but you're just eating it from the fridge. It doesn't count as eating it. Your body does not recognize those calories.
That's science.
It is. That's what science is.
Okay, Bubbies.
These are smaller, denser pickles.
Yeah, these might be. So the thing about.
They've got cloudier fluids.
They're calling these dills, but I think these might be what are in North America referred to as gherkins. Gherkin refers to a specific type of pickle, which is a smaller pickle.
It's very salty.
It's the one with the lumpiness. Mm-hmm. I think gherkins are also often. Only done in a salt brine. Not only, by any means, but they're often, that's the deal with a gherkin, is it's a purely salt brine. They don't have the vinegar, so that can make them a little bit more sour. Let me take a bite.
It's real bold and salty, and it's good.
What is a baby gherkin's favorite TV channel, speaking of gherkins?
CNN.
No, but that's close.
Pickleodeon.
Shit. Yeah, these are facts.
This pickle, I don't know.
It's interesting.
I like it. I don't know if I could eat like a whole lot of it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I'd eat like a little bit of it here and there.
There's the sourness is okay, but I do miss the like earthy vinegariness
post sandwich
sugariness.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think I've had better dills.
I might go good with some cold fish. Like some sort of a cold fish preparation, maybe a smoked trout with one of these on the side. You know, you don't need like five of them.
You're right. It's lacking. Okay.
It's super salty.
I was about to say it's lacking a finish. Now, I don't want to. Okay. We're doing this pickle podcast.
Yes. That's what we've been. Yes.
Yes. And I don't want to be one of those people that sort of invents terms to like so we can fill space in our podcast.
Why not? Why don't you want to coin a term? Shakespeare coined tons of terms.
No, but he did a good job of it. I'm saying like, you know, pretend I know what I'm talking about.
Come on, Dan. Don't you
want to
be
terms.
Shakespeare? Come on.
Yeah. Just do a good job of it then.
Pickle well, Shakespeare.
Like pickle spear. Like if I start saying words like, flavor adventure or you know or roller coaster of saliva
hey,
or
I don't
something.
Know I don't know about you man but I'm already having a flavor adventure
you know like when people talk about
did you have a word in mind what's all this preamble about
what are you afraid of
I'm just saying I was just gonna say this the pickle didn't have much of a finish that I enjoyed I didn't enjoy the finish and then I started thinking I'm talking about finishes on a pickle that's fucking pretentious
yeah, but you didn't coin that term
no I didn't but my what I'm saying
you're saying you coined the application to that term
and sometimes, and then sometimes it like
pickles and picklery,
like sometimes like I'm okay. One time you were commenting on how this radio guy was doing a review of beer and he was talking about the flavor curve or something.
Oh yeah,
and you were like, you were like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
It didn't
you know?
Sound like he knew what he was talking about.
Right, it sounded like he was just. And I'm not saying that flavor
sounded
curve,
like he knew how to bullshit.
Yeah, right.
And there's no bullshit here on the It's Got Pickles podcast.
Yeah, so that, I don't want to sound like I'm bullshitting.
We don't None need of any bullshit pickles.
In so many words.
All right. I'm going to have to take a picture of Dan's melange of pickles and lemon sherbet on his plate there, because that's too
isn't
good.
Isn't that the joke that they make in movies is pregnant women like pickles and ice cream or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, but not necessarily at the same time.
But not pickles and sherbet. This is sherbet.
Yeah, that's true.
This is ridiculous.
So you're an iconoclast, Dan.
So Bubbies,
it's fine.
Know.
It's not
I
bad.
I wouldn't get it again.
Yeah, it would not be my first choice. I think if you're in the summer along a glacial lake where they prepare smoked trout and serve it on paper plates with a sturdy piece of bread, I think that that type of pickle, these bubbies.
Maybe, yeah.
You and your sturdy
bread.
Call
them dills, but they're really gherkins. That, you know, a single one of these gherkins might be a...
Like a little bit of one.
Nice little sour accompaniment to a smoked trout. That's
right on.
Very narrow usage case, but it's a big wide world.
But you've had this smoked trout before, right?
I have. It's really good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, so Dan, why don't we do our last pickle here.
The trout I want to meet.
This is one I've been looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Dan acquired this, for lack of a better term, because it is the appropriate term. This is a bucket of pickles.
Yes. Pickle bucket.
It's got a handle.
Plastic bucket with a handle. It looks like it could be used as a child's sand pail.
A small child. Yeah.
Yes, a small child's sand pail. And these are, it's a brand called Grillo's Pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Half sours.
Yes, half sours.
Half sours.
They're half sours.
Half sours, whole pickles, which I like the combination.
It's got a slice of lemon.
Half sours, whole pickles. It's got a slice of lemon.
It's got bits of garlic.
It's got a high ratio of
floaty bits.
Brine to pickle. They haven't shortchanged you with the pickles, but the pickles are not as packed in as tight.
Yeah, it doesn't contain, it's just brine. It doesn't contain any vinegar.
Yeah, brined pickles. A sour pickle, the main difference is that they're brined purely in salt. And so they have more sourness because there's almost no sweetness.
And it's 6 to 8 weeks and they're not fully fermented.
Yeah, and the reason they're not fully fermented is because since they're a fully salt brine, they kill more of the microorganisms. And where you get the sweetness from a lot of those pickles is not directly from the sugar necessarily. Some of it's from the sugar, but it's also from, if you add sugar, that'll make it sweet. But in a standard pickle, the microorganisms eat the sugars in the flesh of the pickle and convert them to lactic acid, as we mentioned.
It's very
earlier.
Crunchy.
And in fact, the majority of pickle factories in America ferment their pickles in outdoor vats without lids, leaving them subject to insects and bird droppings. But there's a reason. According to food scientists, the sun's direct rays prevent yeast and molds from growing in the brine.
But, well, there you go.
But
I like this one.
Does it prevent bird droppings from growing?
Well, one thing I was curious about, because the ratio, these are not packed in so tight, and I'm wondering if, and I haven't tasted it yet, I'm about to, but I'm wondering if the freedom of movement, the lack of squishing, maybe lets the pickles absorb a little bit more. I know that in the factory setting, they are in a different container before they're packaged.
They're quite buoyant.
But they seem to be firm. It's a firm.
They're really crunchy.
Let me bite into it.
I really crave these.
They have a fresh sort of taste to them.
Yeah, they're salty and sour.
It's like nice. It's a nice sort of salty, like the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes almost like a fresh cucumber.
I think I'm gonna get a little bit more of this.
Yeah. See, these are the things when I first had one, I was like, "These are all right," and then I started to crave them every once in a while. I'd crave these things.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely salty, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they don't taste, if you're expecting a pickle.
Did I knock something over?
No, this is, we're all bumping into pickle related items.
If you're expecting a pickle.
It is, there's pickles all over this place.
You might be surprised, perhaps even disappointed, because it really tastes a lot, very cucumbery.
Pointy pickle. Well, I like cucumbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying, I'm like, you got to get your expectations on
some
the right
people,
level.
Some people say cucumbers taste better pickled.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, that's cool. We're like, what do you put in a toaster? You don't put toast in a toaster.
That's a fair point.
It is more cucumbery. It's like got a more cucumbery texture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Grillo's Pickles.
But that's really, it's really good.
And if you
really like
follow
that.
Us at It's Got Every Pod,
I'm getting more
some
of the
these
lemon
pictures.
Now.
Yeah. Okay. Dan is reaching out for something.
Lemons.
Oh, you need some sherbet?
Sherbet.
Herbert.
Looking for some Herbert.
Herbert, the pickle man. He's into
pickle. You're putting your sherbet on your plate with the pickle juice.
Yeah, why not? It's all going to the same place.
The toilet.
Yep. Yep. It's all going to the toilet.
My mom used to always say, she was like, why don't you just take the cake and look at it and then throw it in the toilet? Because that's where it's going to end up anyway. And then that way you don't gain any weight. I was like,
all right. Damn, dude.
It's kind of awesome.
She's from Europe.
Just look at it and throw it in the toilet.
She's European.
She's European. They have a different philosophy on things. Okay. So that was a great roundup of all the primary cucumber-based pickles.
We don't have to. There's two that we didn't try. Actually,
there's another Grillo's and another Bubbies.
There's another Bubbies. This is regular size, but I'm assuming it tastes the same. There's another Grillo's pickles, and this is not the half star. I've never actually had the Grillo's whole dills, so I'm interested to see how those taste at some point. And then there's one called, I guess, Batampe, I guess.
What's the deal with them? The garlic?
They look gray.
It's garlic dill pickles.
Do you want to open them?
Batampe means, it says means tasty, and there's a what looks to be a menorah on the front of
it. Yes, it's a menorah.
Yeah. I don't know. Should we try it? Or
I don't know. You're making me want to try it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It looks good with the garlic and all that business. I mean, who knows? We'll find out.
Yeah. I'm getting a little pickled up here.
Oh, shit. Squirting pickle juice all over everybody.
Oh, man.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Those are packed in there.
It's going to pop.
Jesus, I'm not complaining. Yeah. On the one hand, you get a lot of pickles. On the other hand, it's always a frustrating situation when you're at home and you're trying to get into your pickles and you just are squirting pickle juice all over the place.
Fuck. Okay, someone else do this.
Just get a fork.
Is covered in sherbet.
Okay. Here, I'm putting it in vertically. I put the fork in vertically.
Can I get some napkins so I can clean up the pickle juice I spilled?
Yeah. One second.
Don't get sherbet in there.
Here. Let me get you a pickle first, okay? Let me get you a pickle here. Here, take this pickle.
Now I have the pickle.
All right. Now you've got the pickle.
Mommy, I got the pickle.
Jesse, I think I can trust you to handle that on
mommy,
your own.
Mommy, I got the pickle, Mommy. Mommy, where's my pickle? Mommy, okay. I found the pickle, Mommy.
Here's a napkin to clean up your juices.
Pick out the pickle. I got the juices for my pickle, Mommy.
Dan's just squirting juices left and right. It's a typical Friday night with Dan.
Yep. I keep meaning to change, but I feel
why
weird
would you
and
change? This is what brings people to the party.
You know,
I like the nubbier end of the pickle. That's all like got the bumps on.
Oh yeah, the numpy bumps.
Oh yeah, sometimes they have the little hair bits. You know, like pickle hairs.
Yeah.
I've got a good one with some good pickle. Look at these pickle hairs. You see those delectable hairs?
You
when I was a like kid, I wouldn't eat those, but now I'm totally going to eat that. I'm going to tell
you. That's pretty good.
Do you ever have one of those pork sausages and see it's got little hairs growing out of it?
Yeah.
This is a pretty good one. This is a good one. It's different, but it's good.
Ooh, weird.
A little sour.
Oh, weird.
Not that crunchy.
Not crunchy at all.
It's definitely garlicky.
It's something.
It's garlicky.
This is like the most weirdest intense pickle.
Glad we tried this. I'm not sure if I like this.
Yeah.
I think I like it.
It's garlicky.
Ooh.
But it's almost upsetting me.
Yeah. Jesse, you can keep that jar if you want.
I don't think I can eat all those pickles.
All right.
That's weird.
Now I need some sherbet.
I appreciate it, but what is that? There's some kind of sourness to it.
Yeah, it's got a little extra sour.
I can't put my finger on. But it's like really like round and sour. Like kind of
potassium sort.
Kind of you know, old and saggy, you know.
The pickles?
Yeah, like they got that flavor like they're saggy.
Yeah, no, I know 100% what you mean. I agree. Which is not necessarily a negative
not
trait.
Soggy, saggy.
If you're looking for some saggy pickles, pickles that evoke the abstract concept of sagginess.
What were these called again? Like
Batampe. Batampe.
Backtag.
Batampe. Batampe.
Do we want to try the Grillo's pickles, the dills, or no?
This is the problem. I don't want to open them if you don't want to open them.
I'll open them. Like, I'm happy to open them.
I kind of want to try one because I like the other ones.
I'm going to have a bite
of them. They tasted super, they were half sours. They tasted like full sours to me, but.
Have you ever had a half sour before?
I've never had a half sour.
So why would you think it tastes like a whole sour?
I'm saying that to me, I'm just saying I don't know why they call them half sours because it seems like they're a brine and they're brined without vinegar and. Are sour. So
maybe the half just means they're not fermented as long or something.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe or
this one's full of like dill bits.
This
and,
one's
yeah.
this
garlic
one is
bits.
Total dill weed style, and it's got a clever picture on the label of a pickle with a baseball cap, relaxing in a lounge chair like you'd see around a middle range hotel swimming pool, and it's it appears to be saying fresh. So we'll see.
It's got whole pieces of garlic.
I'm gonna get. I'm gonna get a piece of garlic and some pickles.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's gonna be. I'm gonna dig one of these out here. I just have to document the sloppiness of it. Yeah, get in there, Jesse. You got it. You got that. Oh, look at that.
What the fuck is that?
that's a pickle. Oh my God. Oh my God. What the fuck is that? Get a crazy ass pickle. I thought this might be the craziest pickle we're going to eat. I thought it was going to be one of the non-cucumber pickles we're about to eat, but these things look like monsters, like fucking swamp things floating around on here.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you saying it like that?
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Shit. Oh, fuck. All right. Jesse, you got a napkin on your plate. You're going to get napkin food in your pickle.
You know, Jesse's gross. Did you get one yet, Dan?
I did.
You got a plate covered in fucking lemon sherbet.
Damn.
All right, now this is a hefty pickle. This is heftier than the other ones. It's you can feel it's soaked up a lot of juices.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is.
All right. This is the Grillo's pickles dill. These are just whole dills, Grillo's standard dill. They've got a whole bunch of dill and other herbs squished down in there. Let's give it a
made from the same people who made the half sours.
Mm. That's crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I like it.
I'm going to eat a piece with a piece of garlic.
It's light.
Yeah, it is light. Like it's like kind of like the half sour in that it's lighter.
It you can taste the cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
But it's still got that dill thing. I like this even better than the half sours because there's a little bit of something extra going on there.
More flavor.
No, because they have some vinegar.
But it's true. It still keeps that cucumber sort of. You know, because pickles, you tend to forget the cucumbers, which is easy, too.
I'm glad we tried that one.
But this, like, reminds you. This constantly reminds you, yep, I'm still a cucumber.
And what store did you purchase these Grillo's pickles at?
Excuse me.
Where'd you get these pickles, Dan?
Are they available online?
Where'd you get these pickles?
I'm sure they are available online. I got the half sours from BJ's.
BJ's wholesale retailer in the United States of America.
But I also saw them for sale at Mom's Organic Grocery.
Mom's Organic Grocery, a hippie grocery store.
Yeah.
It's not actually a hippie grocery store, but it's branded as a hippie grocery store for middle-class people who wish they were hippies.
Yeah, it totally is.
Which includes me. So it is a great place to go.
Yeah, it's got a... I tried some of their vegan sugarless chocolate. It was whatever.
Yeah, but I'm not going to put that on the retailer.
No.
You just described vegan sugarless chocolate.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, the sugar is some kind of weird...
It sounds like it's going to suck.
I'm pro-vegan and all that, but, you know, you put a certain amount of words together, the mathematical equation is not... Not going to be great.
You know, they probably use like banana sugar or something. It's something instead, you know.
I don't know what they use. They would if it said sugarless, it meant sugarless. They probably didn't use fructose or anything. I don't think they meant no added sugar.
I can't eat any more pickles.
No. Hey, you got a few more. You got a couple more. You got to try. But these are smaller.
I'm not eating the onion one.
You're right about the vegan chocolate. You're getting what you're getting at that point. And it was better than I expected it to be, to be honest, but I wouldn't waste the calories again. But I'm a fan. So I got
that's really good.
So I can't remember where I got this one from. It was either it might have been at Harris Teeter. I got the whole dill.
Harris Teeter is a grocery store located primarily along the, I think, the East Coast of the United States, but possibly other regions as well.
They've got food we want to eat.
They've got something.
That's not their slogan, is it?
No,
it's a song
by Dead Ant Farm.
Dead Ant Farm, of course. Okay, why don't we start to wrap things up here? We have our three little bits. Which one do you want to try first, Jesse?
Okra.
All right. Jesse's going to open up the pickled okra. What's the brand name?
Natural Pickled Pink. Pickled for a purpose, and it's called Smokin' Okra. So I imagine it's hot.
Smokin' Okra.
I'm like so full of pickles, and now we're ending on the most intense versions of pickles, the weird pickles.
These are small, though. These are little guys. Little guys. You don't got to eat the whole thing.
I'm a little guy.
It smells. It's got a strong okra smell, which is different than your cucumber, which generally have a different smell.
Generally has a different smell.
It smells nice, though.
I don't care who won the fucking WWE Survivor Series. God damn it.
Hey, keep it timeless, baby.
And Google thinks I'm won't even let me say not interested. It's just showing me this because I watch sometimes wrestling interviews. Like,
oh, these are good
interviews of old wrestlers. You know, it's kind of interesting. That whole business is fascinating, but I don't actually really care what's going on in it. I just the business is interesting, so I watch Vinegar's reviews of old of old Vinegar's talking about wrestling. But now Google thinks I care about who won the Survivor Series, and I don't give a fuck. Well, and it won't let me say no.
And tomorrow Google's going to think you have a real thing about pickles.
Oh my God, yeah, you're right. And it's going to be like, you need pickles. Okay. I literally bought a fucking dustpan, and then I started seeing ads for the same dustpan.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. Anyway. Smoking okra.
It's really good. It's not particularly spicy, but it is has a good flavor. But I like okra a lot. Mm. So
it's good.
It's got a Christmas to it, a crispness.
Christmas.
It's got a Christmas to it.
In Oklahoma, they like fried okra with like some kind of heavy ranchy kind of dipping sauce.
Yeah, I bet.
All right, the thing
fried
is,
okra's good, but I don't put enough sauce on it.
Well, the fried okra, it doesn't really taste like anything. I mean, it tastes like something.
It tastes like, you know, fried stuff.
Yeah, right. There's like the time I heard fried Rocky Monster Oysters.
Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Monsters.
Aren't those like buffalo testicles or something?
Yeah, except they weren't round. They were like smashed down flat. And it came with marinara, and it just tasted like fry stuff. I didn't taste any of the testicle, and I was disappointed.
We should have got some crackers or something.
we're crackers.
We're a bunch of crackers. As far as pickled okra goes, sure, this is good, but I don't know that
doesn't replace the pickle.
No, it's just a different thing.
You'd
have it alongside other more conventional pickles.
You'd have this alongside like cheese and crackers, maybe, or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you want it maybe along with the bread and butter ones as a different option to just kind of spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just not excited about okra. Doesn't excite me, but it excites some people, and I respect that.
How about these guys? This could be interesting. Pickled classic asparagus. What did I say? Did I say asparagus or did I say asparagus? I hope I said asparagus.
Espresso.
But if I said asparagus,
I was making a sour face because I'm eating too many pickles.
All right. Well, we're almost there. We're almost done.
Well, here's something. Here's a little fact for you. Another quote-unquote fact. According to this, if it weren't for pickles, Christopher Columbus, and we know all the facts about Christopher Columbus are true.
Yeah, he was like a terrible motherfucker.
He might never have discovered America without pickles. In his famous 1492 voyage, Columbus rationed pickles to his sailors to keep them from getting scurvy. He even grew cucumbers during a pit stop in Haiti to restock for the rest of the voyage. Well, you know, if it wasn't for pickles, he probably would have just picked something else, you know?
Peter Piper,
they had only recently, like, you know, figured out scurvy, but like it started to experience scurvy because they had started the longer ocean voyages. Actually, it started when they were sailing around Africa.
I know people who don't eat fruit and they don't ever have scurvy.
Yeah, but they eat like
different. Ooh, that's good.
And they eat like Lucky Charms.
Ooh, eat the top. Yeah. Eat the top of the asparagus, the flower part.
Wait, the Lucky Charms prevents scurvy?
Lots of food has the vitamin C.
Almost everything has vitamin C.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's all fortified.
This is good.
That is really nice.
This is good. Asparagus?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm already...
That's better than I thought.
This is better not only than I thought when I saw it at the store. This is better than I thought it would be when I opened up the jar and the kind of gross smell came out of it. I was like, I don't know about that, but the flavor is really fucking good.
They're still holding together nicely.
You know what's funny? Is it basically just tastes like asparagus with like a little bit of sourness?
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, I can just have asparagus now. So I don't have to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm a big fan of asparagus. I'm into it in a big way.
Those are really good.
That's a nice one.
What are those called? Somebody read the brand out for the listeners at home.
Tillin Farms by Stonewall Kitchen Pickled Classic Asparagus.
And where were these purchased? For me.
Oops.
I think Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter.
It says exceptionally crispy.
They also came, they had pickled carrots as well, same brand.
Oh, I'm not sure about that, but I might try it.
All right, do we want to do the onion?
I want to try
the
onion.
You guys can do the onion. I'm going to refrain.
Is it open already?
Yeah, it's open. Right.
I'm probably not going to eat a whole thing.
My belly is full of sherbet and pickles.
Yeah, I'm going to eat some sherbet after this onion. I'm not going to eat this whole onion, I made a funny flompy noise.
Tastes exactly what I expected it to taste like.
Like an onion? I tried to put my fork into it, and the inside core of the onion just shot out.
This is basically like a bigger version of a cocktail onion you'd get with your martini.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
You've got to really like onions for that, I think.
So maybe, it's good, but it just tastes like you put it in a giant martini.
Yeah.
It's nothing too exciting.
Yeah, not interesting. A little sour. No crunch. Very floppy.
Floppy flu.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some of these cooked.
Because I just like raw onions. I like a crispy raw onion.
I like red onions on my...
I like a cooked onion.
I like raw red onion on my hamburgers.
Raw and wriggling.
Raw and wriggling.
What was the one that...
Wriggling.
What was the one that I really liked?
Which one?
The Wickles were good and the super sour and the hot and
the
spicy.
Sucker Punch, I think. I think we might as well wrap it all up here. I think we all were big fans of the Sucker Punch.
Wickles.
We liked the Wickles.
Wicked Pickle.
Mount Olive bread and butter scored highly. And then both of the what's that brand called? Grapple? Johnny Grapples.
Grillo's pickles.
Really good. Those are
Grillo's
really
pickles.
Bad.
The half sours were very good. The whole dill from Grillo's pickles were even better. So rush out to your stores if you can find those. And
if you like asparagus, you're gonna love this pickled asparagus.
Yeah, the pickled asparagus was good. The pickled okra was good too. But even the asparagus too, it's a side thing.
For me, the top three of the heavyweights, Claussen, Vlasic, and Mount Olive for whole pickles, I would say the Vlasic for me edges it out because the crunch. Because when you have a whole pickle that's really crispy on a whole pickle, that's kind of amazing. I do see the advantages of the Mount Olive. The Claussen was mainly unremarkable.
If we're doing whole pickles, I agree. I think the Claussen for your standard easily obtainable pickle. The Mount Olive, I would still get them, but I would get them in either spear or chip form.
Yeah.
Because they belong on a sandwich or maybe in a chopped.
It belongs in a museum.
Okay, so any other comments from either you, Dan, Jesse? This has been Patrick, by the way, speaking. Talking pickles.
I ate some cookies, and now my mouth feels normal again.
All right. So.
You know, if it weren't for pickles... No, wait, that's all right.
Yeah, you've already given that.
The phrase, in a pickle, was first introduced by Shakespeare. Can you guess which play?
No.
Marcus Aurelius.
The Tempest.
Oh, that makes sense.
The quote reads... How camp'st thou in this pickle? And I have been in such a pickle.
Hmm.
Camp'st thou?
Yeah.
William Picklespit.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm fairly familiar with Shakespeare, and I didn't remember that.
I'm actually not that familiar with Shakespeare. Yeah.
The Tempest was the only.
We should start a morning zoo style show called I'm relatively familiar with Shakespeare, and then you'd be all like, and I'm. Not that familiar.
I can read it on air, and like then I can learn it right there as we do this show.
How many people do you think still listen to know what like morning zoo means?
No, that people might not know exactly what it means, but they know it's like the pound symbol. You know, the hashtag is still being used, and like when you click save on your computer, sometimes it's still like a little disc, sort of like a digital portmanteau or something like that. You know,
yeah.
Actually sometimes still looks like a little disc.
Yeah, sometimes it still looks like a little disc, and the file folders still look like file folders.
Files, yeah.
What's a file folder?
What's a folder? What,
why is it yellow?
Put it in a cabinet and put it in a drawer with other folders.
Why does this file folder have like 10 layers of stickers on it with different labels? That have just been placed over the previous label to reuse the because everyone was all about reusing file folders.
I think there's somebody stuck back in that drawer. From 50 years ago. They got stuck in under the paper.
The Tempest was the only Shakespeare play I've seen live.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. You should rectify that
and see more. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone was telling me that I should read the synopsis first because it's hard to understand. I was like, nah, man, I just want to. The part of the fun for me is I just want to, if it doesn't make any sense, I'll have a good time trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
And the main deal with Shakespeare is it's plays. And too often in school, they make you read the plays.
Right.
Reading a play is the same as reading a movie script. It takes like some skill and comfort to do it. It's a different type of reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plays are meant to be seen. You will enjoy them better.
Not read. Can I have one last wiki wickles?
Absolutely. You can have as many as you like. I think I got it right there. Okay.
My corpse of pickle corpse fucking plate.
So while Dan finishes up his
pickle. Why don't you pile some more sherbet on top?
Yeah, he's got a plate full of sherbet and pickled onions, also a bunch of pickle juice all over the place. While Dan wraps up his final pickle meal, I think that'll do it for us this evening. We hope you learned quite a bit about pickles.
So many pickles.
We hope that you have done whatever it is you know, accomplish whatever task you were doing while listening to this podcast. If you're listening to this while you were going to sleep, we hope that you are currently asleep and that you missed. So, you know, you'll come back and listen to it again in the future so you can hear what you missed. So, yeah, we hope you enjoyed all the
pickles are noisy,
creeping and crunching, because that's what everyone likes in the podcast universe, right? So with that, have a lovely week, and you'll hear from us sometime in the future.
Oh yeah, I'm a fucking pickled out, man.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, for real.
Pickles are pickles, they're super duper pickles. Let's eat pickles tonight. Pickles are pickles, they're juicy crunchy pickles. Baby, I just don't wanna fight. I like them dilly and you like them sweet. Others like it when they smell like dirty old feet. I want them whole and you don't seem to care. I think about our future and it makes me feel scared. Pickles are pickles are super duper pickles. Let's eat pickles tonight. Pickles are stupid fucking pickles. But they make us hope that we'll be alright.